Do boys benefit from fantasy violence in video games? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In her new book, The Trouble with Boys, former Newsweek education reporter Peg Tyer argues that schools and parents do boys a disservice when they rein in boys' natural play that involves fantasy violence, like a little game of cops and robbers. There is a palpable sense, she writes, that the ways in which boys play need to be suppressed or rigidly controlled. Such control, she argues, inhibits boys' ability to learn and understand their world. Violent video games, she argues, could be beneficial as an outlet for boys' natural violent tendencies.
Many of us look at violent video games our sons play, and we are very worried about it. We fear that it's going to have all kinds of negative impacts on their psychology and on the way they grow. And I'm one of those people. I don't love it when my kids play violent video games. I don't like the carnage in my living room. But when you really look at the research, there doesn't seem to be that much negative effect. I think that we're taking the wrong things away from it, that they're playing it for one reason and we're seeing something else.
And yet, in your book, to me, it seems like you're a little undecided on the video game question. You criticize some research which linked playing violent games to violence in the real world, but you sort of talk about other very negative effects of video games, and you quote some research which shows those negative effects, and you talk a lot about the problem of addiction in video games among boys. I'm not sure where you're coming down exactly.
My sons play video games, and I initially didn't like it at all. And I feared very much that it would make them more violent. I don't like that they play it to the exclusion of other kinds of play. And what my deepest fear was is that my kids would become video game addicts. And so in writing my chapter, I went to find video game addicts, and I found them. And they exist, and it's scary. It's terrifying, and it's really for their parents a veil of tears. So that does exist. But what about in the main? In the main, is it likely to have that effect? As I started to unspool it a little bit, what I realized and began to play games and began to talk to people who were developing gaming within classrooms, I began to see many, many more positive effects of gaming.
So you extend the same tolerance to violent video games that you extend to the fantasy violence of schoolyard play.
I don't think it means what a lot of moms think it means. We fear because our sons are killing people by the dozen in Halo 2 that we're somehow going to make them more violent, that it somehow takes the safety off them psychologically and makes them more likely to use violence. But when you look at the data, what you find is that as rates of children playing violent video games have risen, juvenile crime rates have dropped.
I think the thing that's really frustrating for parents and teachers is the contradictory research and contradictory opinions when it comes to the effect of violent video games on children. The only thing I can conclude really is we ultimately have no idea.
Probably the extremes are wrong. Playing Halo doesn't make you more likely to shoot a gun. But on the other hand, being able to play a computer game or video game for, 8-9 hours on a weekend is not the best thing either.
Peg Tyer is author of The Trouble with Boys, a surprising report card on our sons, their problems at school, and what parents and educators must do. She's a former reporter at Newsweek. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.